I mean, what's difficult in Rashi is, what's difficult in Rashi is that according to Rashi, according to Rashi, the Havamin is difficult. The Maskan is good. That why is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim and the Rif and the Ran explained it means Yom Kippurim Shel Yovel, because you have Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros. So why is it that over here you must have the Shlitz Tziva must be Motzi? That's the Rav Midei Chavasim. So the answer, the final answer, why it makes sense? Bishum the Afshi Brachas, this Teishav Arukos Matos Nenakol B'Kim Bahen. So that makes perfect sense, because it means there are multiple. There's two themes here. There's a theme of Musaf, then there's a theme of Malchis in the fourth bracha, and then there's two more brachas. The whole thing is very confusing. Unless a person's a lamed and he understands the ideas, so then he can organize it in his mind. But for an ordinary person, it's very confusing. So that makes sense in the Gemara. But the first teretz doesn't make sense, because according to Rashi, it was Nefishi Kroy. There are too many psukim. So you have psukim of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, and then Malchis, Achronos, and Shofros. So the Gemara says, that's no problem. Why? Kivin Shema v'saros v'kosav lema, kloma. Kivin Shema nas v'nach v'nach k'mitzvah v'sanach g'mov sh'ksaf lem sarasecha, ain't sarach lem mikrasim asaf. So he's minusing out a couple of psukim, and he's saying now he has no problem with the 10 psukim of Malchi, Sechronos, and Shofros each, 30 psukim. I mean, that's no problem. Why? Because he saves them 2 psukim. I mean, how does that work? I mean, practically. I mean, that's why Rabbeinu Tam makes more sense. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the main part of the bulk of the tefillah is Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros. That he doesn't need. Oh, now you have a short Shemoneh Esrei, so it's not so hard to a person doesn't have to have a good memory. You just say V'saros V'kosav Lema. But Rashi is very difficult, just from a practical standpoint. Maybe Rashi means like this. I mean, even if you say according to Rashi that you have to say the whole parsha that Rashi holds, you have to say from Rosh Chodesh Haman. And you have to say the whole Parsha and Pinchas on Vachodesh Hashvi, Bechol Achodesh. I mean, still, okay, so it's 2 Parshias, so you're getting rid of, so you say it's an awful lot, you're getting rid of 2 Parshias. But still, I mean, it seems to me that if a person can memorize Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros, that he could certainly memorize these 2 Parshias, and just by relieving him of these 2 Parshias, you're not really doing much for him if he has a problem memorizing all the psukim. If he does, if he can memorize 30 psukim, so he can memorize this too. Rashi must learn that it's not really too difficult. If you could do 30 psukim, you could do 2 parshas also. But the point is that they didn't have to do them in those days. So you have to have the kohol, has to be the rutsa, to accept the assignment of memorization. And that has to do with how you present the assignment to the Hamon Am. So if you present the assignment to the Hamon Am and you tell them, look, you have a theme of Musaf, then that's a double theme. And for the double theme, you have to remember to bring Rayas from the Psukim. So you need to do these 2 Parshias. So you have to memorize those 2 Parshias. And then you go to Malchi, Achronos, and Shofros, and you show them that over there you have to weave psukim into the tefillah. It's more psukim, but it's a different type of. It's not simply mentioning, reading the Kriya Saparsha, but it's weaving psukim into ideas. So the whole task sounds like it's too much, because it's not singular. It doesn't have a. You're dealing with psukim now in 2 different frameworks, and you're giving them an assignment of 2 different frameworks of psukim. He can't accept that. There's a point where a person psychologically is not willing to accept it. So that's really what Rashi's saying. So the Hamon Am won't do it. Many of the Hamon Am will not do it. So the Gemara answers, no, the person that can't do it, just tell him to say, V'saros V'kosav Lema, and then just make the task a singular task of Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros, and Rayas from psukim. And forget that you don't need the psukim from the... So you're not giving him 2 assignments in terms of psukim and the assignments of different character. So he'll be merutza to accept it. That's what I think. That's the way I think you have to learn Rashi. Not as a matter of difficulty of memory, because it just doesn't... It's going to be very difficult to explain that a person can memorize all those psukim and he can't memorize 2 more parshas. Like, that's the straw that breaks the camel's back. I mean, but if it's in terms of the psychology of a person as to the acceptance of a task, a responsibility, So if you make a complex task for him, it's a complex assignment, there's a certain reluctance that you're evoking a certain reluctance in him. But if you keep it singular, it's on the contrary. If it's singular, he's excited about Rosh Hashanah, so he's willing to go into it. But now it becomes a compound type of a burden, with two themes and the concept of the psukim is two different frameworks of psukim, like you mentioned before. One is a framework of Kriyas HaParsha, and the other is Rayan's woven into the tefillah. So it's two different frameworks of psukim. It's a complex task. And there's a point where the Hamaonon just not willing to accept it. They can do a lot, but if you keep it singular, they're willing to accept it. But once you make it complex, the people start resisting that. You're awakening a certain resistance there, and there's a refusal to do it. So the Gemara says, okay. So for those people, you just tell them, "Sarasa Kasulaim," and make it simple. Okay. All right, so we're going further in the Rush now. The Rush is in the Daf Mem Amar Aleph and Daf Be'er Rush, first column, right from the beginning. Okay, Vikshad Lo Karbanu. So Rashi says B'shem Rabosav that Nefishi Kroy Malchi Sechronos Shofros. So, and you can understand why they're learning that way, because they're learning it's not a matter of the psychological refusal, but it's a matter of the actual difficulty. So the matter of the actual difficulty. So certainly the difficulty lies in Malchi Sechronos Shofros, not in the Pesukim of Rosh Chodesh. So Rashi says, "V'hikshe had loker abonad loker biyachan menuri." This not in pochsim miyud malchias. That's the chachamim, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Menuri, I'm a shalosh. All right, yeah. The question of Bosmer ben Tam is he's tying it up to one phrase, kakasu b'sarasecha. So if you say kasu b'sarasecha, so he's saying, so then it means kolel. If you don't go any further. So we take him to mean that he's kol. Anything in Tarshu B'Chsav. Okay? But at the moment he says, Kakosu B'Chsav Sechad Hashem Yimloch Olam Voyad, now he's stuck. Why is he stuck? I mean, he has to restrict himself to that phrase, Kakosu B'Chsav Sechad. And what if he'd say, he says, Hashem Yimloch Olam Voyad, he thought of one pasuk. Now he says he can't think of any more psukim. So he says, Kakosu V'od B'Chsav Sechad, psukim shal malchius. Kakosu V'od B'Chsav Sechad, psukim shal Zechranos, I mean Shofros, whatever Seder is in him. Why can't he do that? What would be wrong with that? And he has to stick to that phrase, Karkosu B'Chsav Sechad. What does it say in Tefillah? You have to stick to a certain phrase. I mean, nobody holds that. I mean, even the concept of Meshanim HaBeah Shetelachon B'Bracha doesn't mean you have to use exact words. It means the idea. And v'horaya is that in the Birchas HaMazon Gibi Yatsa with Birch Rachmana. So, I mean, all the Achrona mentioned, I mean, how can you do it? It's not the same Lashon. No, but if it has a question, if you need Shem Malchus or Shem Malchus, so you have Shem Malchus, so you have, as long as you have the elements, so it's not considered Mishanami Mabea. So why is he stuck? Do you know what I mean? That's what's difficult in Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, why is he stuck? He's in the middle of a tefillah, but he's omed lefnei Hashem, and he could say, that's it. Now he switched back to the other way. Yeah. So even lechatchila, he can mention, let him mention a psukim that he remembers, and the ones he doesn't remember, he'll say another kakos b'sar secha. Because of all b'sar secha. Presumably, I mean, according to Ben Thomas, mashma is no good. Mashma is no good. It's just mashma Ben Thomas is no good. I mean, but why? He's stuck with that phrase. Kakosu B'Chsav Sechad. You can't get another phrase. In other words, what Ben Thomas is saying is that you have at your disposal two different systems. You have to bring a raya. So the person is koveya the level of the system. The mispalalus kaveya. Okay? So either he has a right to be kaveya a lower system. I'm not going to bring rias, it's just kakosu b'sar secha. But if he embarks on a system where he's going to give a thorough proof, so then he can't retract from that system. And you're right, because a retraction is an admission of the fact that he doesn't have any raya. So the koveya is the mispalo. The mispalo is koveya, the level of raya. But there are two levels of raya. There's a generic level of raya, and then there's a more thorough level of raya, where you bring raya from the individual psukim. Okay, it's a different system, and it's different. It's a higher level. So the halacha is when for the theme you have to bring raya, but raya is subject to variation of a degree. You can bring a general raya, just you're citing that there are sources, but you mentioned there are sources. You're directing the person to sources, and you're leaving it there, and you're saying the raya is in the Torah. It's not my idea. It's in the Torah. And leave it at that. Or you could bring proof. It's really two different things. In other words, when he says Kakas Parasecha, he's what he's saying is that this is not my idea, but the idea is in the Torah. The idea is in the Torah. Yeah. In general. But he's not bringing, it's not like a thorough proof where he's bringing the particular raya from the Torah itself. Okay? So he's koveya. So he's koveya the system. But so if he's koveya the system as a generic system, so he has a right to do that. So it's not a higher level of tefillah. But if he's koveya the system as he's going to embark on a course of bringing raya for each individual, from each individual pasuk, so then you're right. Then he can't retract from that. Because to retract from that would be a flaw in his system. Because he embarked upon a more thorough course, and now he can't retract. He was koveya. The mispal is koveya the course. That's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying, really. That the mispal is koveya. And he can't go, once he goes into that, once he's koveya the system, that's going to be a thorough system, so then you're right. The moment if he says one pasuk, he doesn't bring another pasuk, so then on the contrary, then he's saying that that there is no raya, because he was koveya, the system of raya. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying, that he has a right to be koveya, the system of raya, but once he's koveya, it remains that way. He can't now go back and say, okay, I'll bring a different type of system of raya. Because once he's koveya, the system, it's going to be a flaw in the system, because he's saying he's only bring one pasuk, and he has to bring... And he has to bring three, or according to Yechon, he has to bring from Tarnavim Ksuvim. So he's saying that he's saying there are no other Ksuvim, because otherwise he would bring them. So therefore, it's a flaw in his system. But the halacha of Rabbeinu Tam is that there's two different levels of raya, and the mispal is koveya, and he can't, once he's koveya, he can't go back and say, I'll use the inferior system. Because he was kaveh of the system, so it remains kaveh. Yeah, if he's kaveh, but I don't know how we do that.
Yeah, because it's an absence.
Right. If you say kakos b'sar secho, so you're saying it's a general theme. Kakos b'sar secho means it's a general theme, because there's nothing more to talk about. Kakos b'sar secho, it's obvious from your Torah. But if you start enumerating and you just enumerate one pasuk, so then you're showing it's a limited idea, and that's a psal. That's a psal. That's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. That's a psal. Otherwise, it makes sense. Rabbeinu Tam makes sense in this way, that if you say kakos b'sar secho and you stop, so that's the biggest indication that it's a general thing. Because kakos b'sar secho, that's it. That's the biggest indication. That's a general theme. Okay, but if you say kakos b'sar secho Hashem yenochal avoid, so now definitely the fact that there's an advantage to bring the psukim, because you're quoting individual psukim with ideas, but there's also a disadvantage because it's limited. The moment you quote an individual pasuk, it has a limitation because you're only quoting one reference. So that's why, in order to show that it's a general theme, so B'yechon Manuri holds you need one from Torah, one from Vim, one from Ksuvim, and it's Meshulash, and according to the Chacham, you need three, three, and three. Okay, so you have the advantage and you have a disadvantage. But the question is how you remove the disadvantage. According to B'yechon Manuri, it's Torah, Vim, Ksuvim, according to the Chacham, it's three, three, and three. Sarabhina Tam is saying that the moment you enter the advantage way, which is to quote specific psukim with the ideas, so then that's it. That's it. Why can't the person now, I mean, just say that it was Sarasra because of the old psukim? I mean, why can't he say that? Like, I have a question originally. He's not, why is he stuck with that kakasa b'sarasecha, that lashon? Unless you say it like this, that the, you see, in other words, yes. What if we said there's a seder? There's a seder in the tefillah, like the Rav mentioned. First, the seder is that first you enunciate the theme, and then you bring rayas from psukim, right? So the tefillah is broken up into components. There's the enunciation of the theme, and then there's the raya from the psukim. Okay. But one, in other words, once he's into the area of the raya from the psukim, he can't now mix in the theme. In other words, a chum sakin that there's a seder here. First, you have to have the theme, and then you have to, let's say, a regular mispalim. So first, you have to have the theme, then you finish with the theme, and then it goes into the area of psukim. Okay. So the psukim really is a separate component of the tefillah. And then you have a tefillah at the end. You have the theme, psukim, and a tefillah at the end. So, but you can't mix up, you can't mix up the seder. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, right. So once he's in seder psukim, he can't mix in the theme. You understand? In other words, once he's in the Seder of Psukim, now he can't mix in the theme. So, therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it would seem to me, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if he were Chozer, that would be okay. If he were Chozer on the theme, like he'd go back to Alkei Nekavalacha, then it would be okay to say Kakas V'Sarasecha. But if he says Kakas V'Sarasecha, Hashem Yimlach Lo Mavod, so then he enters into the realm of the Rayas Psukim. And now he can't go back on the theme and say because of Ode Psukim. And I think there's only one answer here. I think the answer is in Rabbeinu Tam that why can't the? I understand what Rabbeinu Tam is saying, that Kakas Psachos is generic and it's all inclusive, and now you've stated by that phrase Kakas Psachos, you've stated that's a theme, and that's what you have to state. And now you're finished and you're yotze. But there's another way to do it. The other way to do it is individual psukim, which is a superior method because you're enunciating the ideas in the psukim individually. The only thing is that has a detraction, that it sounds like there's a limitation because once you choose particulars, it's limited. So you overcome the limitation either with Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri's method or with the Chachamim's method. So now you have the better of both worlds. Okay, that I understand. That makes perfect sense. But the question is, the question I asked originally, that let's say the person starts off with enumeration, and now he'll stop in the middle and he'll say, okay, ain't any zocher od, v'kos v'o b'sar secha psukim. I don't remember the exact psukim, but it's v'kos v'o b'sar secha psukim. So what's wrong with that? Maybe the Pshat Rabban Tan like this, that in other words, that there's, that in Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros, there are two levels of tefillah, like we were saying originally. There's a level of tefillah where the person is simply says that it's implicit in the Torah, and that's enough. Or the person makes recourse to proof, and individual psukim and individual ideas, which is a higher level, but has the limitation that's overcome either by Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri's method or the Chacham's method. But the moment he enters into the higher realm, then he's koveya his tefillah on a different level. And in Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros, once the Gavra is Koveya, the higher level, he can't retract anymore. He can't retract anymore. That's Allah in Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros. That over there, in Malchus, when it comes to Malchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once he's Koveya the Tefillah on a higher level, then he can't go back and be Koveya on a lower level. It lacks in the Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros, because they have a particular level of, it's a different level of tefillah. I mean, he sees Kaveh as separate brachas, and it's a different level of tefillah in terms of being mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in terms of the theme of Zikaron. So once the mispalos koveya the level of tefillah, and those tefillahs on a certain level, that's it. Now to go back is like to go back on his amidu lefnei Hashem and his malchus achronos and shofaros. So the whole tefillah is not going to be valid. That's, in other words, it's different. Malchus achronos and shofaros, you can't go back. You can't go back. Because the theme, I mean, let's say we say the whole theme, the theme is being Mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So once you convey it on that level, now you can't backtrack and say, now I'll use a lower level of tefillah. In the Amidu Lifnei Hashem, it's lacking. In other words, the raya from the psukim, hold on a second, the raya from the psukim isn't just a raya, but it's a kiyum in the whole theme of Malchus. You understand? Like it's the key in the whole theme of the Malchus. And the fact that he is, as a Mespalo, he's being Mamlach. So if he uses an expanded, a higher level, so that's a key in the whole Malchus. So now he can't retract once he does that. In other words, in terms of the Gavra Mespalo, it's a psal. It's a psal. Because the Gavra Mespalo is expressed in his... And being Mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if he chose a higher level, now it's a retraction from the Amidu Lifnei Hashem. And that he can't do. But it would only be a halacha in Malchus Achronos Shofaros. It wouldn't be a halacha in general. Because it's different. Because it has to do, it's the specific theme of the Malchus, which means that he's entering into a different realm of Malchus. And now he can't withdraw, because that's like withdrawing, the Gavra's withdrawing from the whole inyan of the Malchus. He's recoiling. In his mice of Malchus, he's recoiling. And that's lacks in the Malchus, and it lacks in the Zachronos, and it lacks in the Shofaros. But the problem is because of the theme of the Malchus, the Zachronos, and the Shofaros. It's not a general idea in tefillah. Because generally in tefillah, say, yeah, I can't do the better tefillah. Okay, so now I'll do a lower one. Why can't he do that? But in the themes of Malchus, Achronos, and Shofaros, which involves the Gavra being Mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once he enters into a higher realm, so now to enter into a lower realm is like recoiling from the whole institution of being Mamlach.
Why is that only by?
So it's only by those themes. And the same thing with Zichronos, and the same thing with Shofaros.
Why Shofaros?
Well, Shofaros is tied to Zichronos, like Rashi says.
That's why.
Because I can't. And Zichronos, because it's a separate idea. Zichronos Lifnei Hashem. Zichronos Lifnei Hashem is a separate idea. The Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofaros is a different level, a different concept than tefillah. And you can't recoil in those tefillahs. So once you've established a higher level, to withdraw is to withdraw from the whole act of the institution, of being mamlach. That's what I think I said. I'm going to do. It's like, Zichronos like Yilafnim Dami. So it's the Yom HaZikaron, like we said before. So it's a separate level, and it's a different level of tefillah LaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a different level. Okay, right, they're arguing that that's not that you say in Rabbeinu Tam, you say like this, that the that where he brings an individual pasuk, but he has to prove it's a theme. So if he says there are other psukim, but there are other psukim also express the same theme. So the fact that he can't bring the psukim means it's tantamount to saying that he doesn't know that they exist. I mean, that's what you're arguing. If they exist, so where are they? So that's what he's saying, right? Saying, if I say there are other psukim, so why don't you say them? So the answer is, you don't remember them, so you have no other psukim. Okay, I hear.
Why'd you start also?
Like, what? In other words, if you bring one pasuk, and now you're referencing that there are more, you're saying there are more, so why don't you bring them? The answer is, I don't remember them. So you don't remember them, you don't know they exist, so that's the end of the tefillah. I could hear that.
And if you don't mention any psukim?
It's possible. What?
And if you don't mention any psukim?
You don't mention any psukim, so you're saying it's a general theme of the Torah?
It's all over the place. You'll find it.
You could say that. Or you could say, like we said before, that once you convey the level in Malchus, Acharnus, and Shofaros, you can't go back, because you're going back on an institution which is a different kind of an institution, with the Gavra's involved in a different level in Tefillah, on Malchus, Acharnus, and Shofaros. And if the Gavra withdraws, it's a withdrawal, it's a defect in the Malchus itself and in the Acharnus and Shofaros itself. Either way, okay. In other words, the other possibility that we're saying is that in Malchus, Acharnus, and Shofaros, the Gavra is involved in a different level of Lefnei Hashem. It's a different level. Zecharnus, Kalefnim, Dami, Malchus, is Mamlech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a different level. So in those tefillahs, if the person withdraws to a lower level, it lacks as a psul in the whole tefillah, in the Maisa tefillah itself, and in the Gavra that's involved in the tefillah. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, very simple. That in Malchus, Acharnus, and Shofaros, the lower level doesn't do. You need that. On the contrary, that would be very good. That in this tefillah, why couldn't you do Kakos B'Sasech over here? You could do Kakos B'Sasech by Kabbanis. Because over there, you just have to bring Raisas in the Torah. But over here, the nature of the tefillah is such that it demands that the Gavra goes to the extent of bringing the psukim themselves. And if he doesn't go to that extent, it lacks in the Malchus, Acharnus, and Shofaros. That would explain Rashi very good. Rashi, very good. It's a different type of tefillah. It's not like a musaf. It's a different level, and it demands a certain involvement of the individual. And the involvement is that he has to know the psukim, he has to know the enunciate of the psukim, and be prepared to state the psukim. That's good. I said, Rabbeinu Tam maintains that there's two levels. You have two levels. Rashi demands the higher level. Rabbeinu Tam just says, if you go into the higher level and you back off, then you're in trouble. Because then in these tefillahs you can't back off. That would bring the machlokas rishonim closer into focus. Right. Closer focus, yeah. Okay, that's good. Good, okay. Yeah. That's what's fun. What's funny about the first Rabbeinu Tam insists on you must be maskeh these psukim. So apparently it's halacha in limud Torah shebichsav, right? And then suddenly by Rosh Chodesh, he starts retracting. I mean, he says, he's saying Muvad Ol HaSechadosh. Okay, that's a pasuk. I can understand. That goes, Muvad Ol HaSechadosh is a reference to Rashi Chachecha. So when you say Muvad Ol HaSechadosh, in those words, you're saying of Rashi Chachecha. Because the Torah is saying Muvad Ol HaSechadosh, which means the psukim that the Torah mentions before. Okay? But now, what do you do with the Seirim and with the Tmidim? So there he says you don't need psukim at all. What happened over there? What happened to the psukim?